there's been a lot of fighting over the weekend with ISIS, or Islamic State, or whatever they call themselves these days, as they try to capture the city of Kobani. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes over the weekend hit a few targets on the outskirts of the city, the first support it's lent to Kurdish militants fighting to hold their ground. In the Turkish border town of Suruç, local people here welcome the outside help, but one man, Umar Ergin, claims it hasn't gone far enough.
America says it is attacking from the air, but we don't see any results. Why? Because it drops a couple bombs over Raqqa and other places, but the genocide is happening in Kobani.
Washington hasn't said where its air power flew from, but it almost certainly wasn't Turkey. Ankara has closed its NATO bases to strikes against Islamic State and has sealed the Syrian border to its own citizens trying to fight against ISIS. That's led to fury among Turkey's Kurdish minority, who are actually the majority in these borderlands and are being prevented from joining Syrian Kurds in the fight against ISIS. Kurdish recording artist Mehmet Sipan arrived at the border from Istanbul, but was turned away.
If I could, I would cross the border and join the militias and fight with them, but now the border police are preventing me.
He agrees to share a national Kurdish song in the open air. The fighting is very close to here. At a nearby crossing just a couple miles away, men from the Syrian village of Al-Ashar are watching a battle in the distance. Ahmet Malali is furious at the Turkish soldiers whose backs are to the battle as they watch the villagers. He's angry, he says, because Turkish soldiers are also preventing Syrian refugees from crossing the wide open plain. More than 150,000 Syrian refugees have already poured over the border in just the past week, and the number could climb. Over the weekend, pro-Kurdish political parties buzzed in hundreds of people from across Turkey who quickly overwhelmed a small band of border guards and crossed into Kobani, if only for an hour. On their return, they were greeted with tear gas and riot police. So why is Turkey keeping the border sealed to Kurds wishing to defend their communities in Syria? The Kurdish militias are aligned to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, a guerrilla group fighting for broad autonomy in Turkey. It's listed as a terrorist organization by Turkey, the EU, and the United States. Kurdish political leader Kamaran Yüksek says the militias fight is with ISIS, not Turkey.
The Kurdish militias are fighting the Islamic State because it's about their homeland. Of course they're not interested in attacking Turkish forces.
The fight hasn't just galvanized Kurdish men. Kurdish women are also taking up arms. Nihayet Tashdemir, who in May was released from a Turkish prison after spending 5 years in pre-trial detention for suspected links to the PKK, says this fight has helped women to push even harder for gender equality.
Women within the resistance movement have become more empowered. Now it's against ISIS before it was the Turkish state and other enemies, but it's making women stronger because they know there's a patriarchal culture and they are fighting against this culture.
Meanwhile, the Turkish government has said it would join the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition, but so far it has been short on specifics. The ruling party's nationalist politics, coupled with Islamist roots, make many people here suspicious that its leadership harbors sympathy for ISIS, or at least as far as it extends to ISIS's fight with the PKK and its allies. As the fighting continues and anger boils over among Kurds on both sides of the border, it's clear that Turkey won't be able to remain on the fence much longer. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, near Suruç, Turkey.